So today we are talking about module number 9, how to make progress after getting what you wanted. And it's an interesting module, in my opinion, because it happened already in my life. And I know other people that basically they got everything they wanted in life, and in a way they lost their compass. They didn't know what to do next. And I think it's an opportunity to renew yourself, to do self-actualization. I mean, I'm sure most of you are familiar with the Maslow pyramid of needs and wants. And at the top, there is this self-actualization layer. And I mean, that pyramid doesn't explain the process so much. But let's say you want the house, the car, the family, and you got all that. So what's next? To some, it may be tricky. They just to try to be busy, to get busy. And in a way, I think it's not the ideal. The principle, and I know that I'm repeating myself, but I'm explaining these principles from different perspectives, is to get in touch with yourself and get in touch with excitement, get in touch with passion. That's how you make progress. I mean, see what is the one thing that would excite you the most, or the one thing that you would have the most passion for. It's important also to get comfortable to what you already got. Chances are you love your situation if you already got what you previously wanted, that you already are in a way fulfilled, that you are in a better position than you were in the past. And be comfortable with your identity of who you are. And it's an opportunity to grow. See exactly who you would prefer to be. I think that's the top priority. Identity. Who you want to be. It is being said that the name of God is I am. I exist. But in a way, I am is super, super powerful. I am that I am. Within that I am that I am, you can be whoever you choose to be. And another great quote that I love, the best way to predict the future is to create it. So life is really about creating yourself. You discover what excites you. You discover what you have passion for. But it's all about creating who you prefer to be from all angles, from all perspectives. It's not necessarily about making compromises and getting ahead necessarily, in my opinion. That's not the best way, because manifestation allows you to really be who you prefer to be with no compromises, with integrity, with transparency, with the kind of self-esteem that makes you look in the mirror and be proud of what you see. And this is the best way. This is the best way by far. Some people feel like they have to cut corners, that they have to, in a way, manipulate or some go toward the negative tools or negative behavior. And I don't advise it. I don't think it's required. And it's not the best way, in my opinion, and the opinion of others. So it's all about getting in touch with the present and looking at passion, looking at energy. For me, at this moment, the most exciting thing is to meditate, to be in the present. Because I know I'm making progress. I know that I'm getting more and more one with my spirit. And I notice a lot of changes. I notice how I get more confidence, I notice how I develop my awareness. Of course, it's not the only thing that excites me, but this is my number one priority, spirituality. Of course, I have other passions. Like I said, I like to do business. I like music. I like being surrounded by amazing friends. I love having a great love life. So I love nature. I'm becoming more and more the person that lives his own dream reality. And I think that's the purpose of life, the highest purpose of life, is to wake up from your dreams. Realize that your best dreams, or even better than you could imagine in the beginning, are happening to you. That's super exciting. It's super exciting for me, and I think it should be pretty exciting for you too. So if you don't have passion in what you're doing right now, I think you should reconsider what you have to be doing. I'm not saying use force. I'm not saying use force, but realize that change comes first and foremost from within. Maybe you're doing something that you like, but you lost passion. Rework the within so you can gain passion again for what you're doing, maybe. And see if you can do things that contain even more passion, that contain even more excitement. And in my opinion, if you are in passion, if you are in excitement in the present, that is the most important thing. Because everything else will organize, everything will realign. This is the vibration that creates the reflection of reality that you prefer, that you'll experience. But in my opinion, being able to have passion in the present moment is even more important than experiencing the reflection of what you prefer. Because in a way, this is the creation part. This is the you are the creator part. This is how you create reality. And you create reality all the time, every single second. So take charge, take control of that, take control of the present. And to get further in the subject, you can make lists and you should prioritize by importance, by excitement, by passion. You can observe. But in a way, emotions are more important than logic all the time. So you should consider more things from an emotional perspective, because if you ask most people, they say they want to be happy. And you don't really get happy by logic. You get happy when you play like a child. You get happier when you dance. Usually, it's great to play, to contain the simplicity and the joy of a child. Warren Buffett, who I mentioned in the past, has a quote, "Tap dancing to work." And I fully believe in that. If you get into a state of being where you feel like in dancing, and you know what tap dance is when you feel the rhythm and you start moving. This is how it should be. You have so much excitement, you have so much emotion, you have so much positivity that you allow yourself to move. You move like you're in a dance. And life becomes like a play where you are the main actor and you create your reality. And of course, you get what you want. You internalize that part of identity. You internalize this kind of experience that this person is having, and you grow into the next exciting thing, grow into the next passionate thing, and so forth. Does it make sense?
It does.
Great. So you shouldn't rush things, because the journey is more important than the destination, by far. Think about a trip to the Mount Everest. There are some people that just want to get to the destination. I want to be on the top of the mountain. I want to be on the top of the mountain. I'll be happy when I'll be on the top of the mountain. You're missing out by most of the experience. So enjoy the process of growing. Enjoy the process of becoming who you prefer to be. Because actually, this is the important part. It's not the I am not and I am experiences that matter. There are some people who just want things instant. And physical reality doesn't allow for that because most of us will self-destruct in this kind of position. And it's good. I mean, sometimes it's hard. It can be challenging to maintain positivity. And you get maybe some negative thoughts. You get some negative feelings. What would happen if you instantly manifest? That's a great position. It's much better to allow things to be at their own pace. Because the universe already is perfect. It was created by God, and God is perfect. So allow it to work. Think that in a way, the delayed reflection of the mirror of reality is made for you. It is beneficial for you because it allows anticipation, for example. What if you want an ice cream and then you instantly get the taste of the ice cream in your mouth? At some point, that would become dull and boring. It's much nicer to build anticipation, to build excitement. I want an ice cream. I'll go to the shop on a sunny day. I'll open up the ice cream and I'll smell it. And then I'll taste it. It feels so good. Even with sex, I mean, it's an experience, right? It's not only the intercourse. It's also the romantic. It's also the foreplay. You want all of the experience, not only the climax point. Not only you want the full cake, not only the cherry on top. So think about that. Otherwise, you're missing out. And in a way, it's best to get into that position of self-actualization, of course. And I'm curious what kind of questions you have for this. Because to me, it's an interesting topic. So do you have any questions, please?
How do you know what goal to choose after you achieved what you wanted? How do you know it is meaningful enough for you to pursue it?
So the most meaningful thing in life, in my opinion, is being with passion. So life purpose is actually passion. This is the highest purpose because passion is connected to love and excitement. So in a way, all these positive energies converge to one thing, which is unconditional love. But unconditional love includes passion. Unconditional love includes excitement. Unconditional love includes all the positive traits. And passion, in a way, is the highest purpose to choose, to help you choose in that. So look, not necessarily in order of society's importance toward a specific skill or project or business or whatever. Look within yourself and find the passion. Because you can achieve success with any means as long as you have a lot of passion. And achieving success without you being passionate is not that great, actually. I can give the example again of a doctor, which is a respected profession by society in most countries. If that person is only made to go toward that direction because of family pressure or something like that, and that person is unhappy, although he may have some financial success, what's the point of that? To be unhappy in a society desired position. What's the point of that? It's much better to be with passion in something that you love. Much better. Because then you get to be happy in the present moment, which is all that matters. Because we only have the present moment. We have the infinite present moment. And if you are happy all the time, guess what? Your happiness, your passion will make you successful too, from all perspectives, financial and so forth. You'll have what you need for sure. You'll have food, you'll have shelter, and you will have passion. You'll have happiness. You'll attract more positive people that are good friends. You'll attract a great loving life because, I mean, we know, right? I mean, we even for ourselves, we want people people that we want to be surrounded by, people that are happy, that are excited, that are full of passion. We love those kind of people, right?
Yes.
So choose by passion. Choose by emotion. I mean, even in selling, emotions are more important than logic. Guess what? In life, it's the same. Because emotions are on top of logic. Easiest example to give, if you have great emotions, you have great thoughts. If you have bad emotions, and I say bad, not in a bad way, because there is no good or bad. It's how we perceive it to be. It's what we choose to make it. But for the sake of the example, when we have bad emotions, we have negative thoughts. Always. Our state of being determines our thinking, determines our thoughts, determines our attitude. So nourish your emotions, because our soul is like a child. Society wants us to become serious, to become mature. But that's stupid, if you ask me. Be like a wise child. That's it. Play all the time and be wise. You can combine the two traits. The trait of wisdom, the trait of clarity, and the trait of joyfulness, of being like a child that gets to enjoy the food you are eating, that gets to be happy in the presence of people, that gets to enjoy. If you don't get to enjoy what you have, what's the point? You're not enjoying it anyway, so it doesn't matter so much. Make sense?
Yes. And I have another question. Can passion be developed? Like, if you don't like anything in the beginning, can you end up loving it in the process?
Well, I understand what you're saying. I mean, with many things, it can be a hate-love relationship at some point. Because in a way, it's hate when there is resistance. Of course, you can develop more passion. However, I would advise to first build passion within yourself. Because if you build passion within yourself, you can actually be passionate about most things. God, as an example, loves everything. Everything. So we can be more like in the image of our Creator, because we are made of Him. We are consciousness. And if you develop more and more passion within, you will have more passion for whatever it is that you are doing. And yeah, I understand what you're saying, because some people just want to be something that fixes all the problems. I'm doing that and everything else stops. I mean, I'm just fully dedicated to that. And some people don't have this kind of thing. There are some people that have it. Like, for example, some people love to sing and they sing and it's all that matters. They love to sing, or some people love to dance, right? So they dance and it's all that matters, especially with corporate jobs or some other jobs like that. It's in a way harder to get in a position of joyfulness in the beginning. So it's important to observe within and to start appreciating what it is that you like. The like will turn into love and into passion. See the bright side. See the full glass and be grateful. And that's how you build more and more passion. I used to hate, for example, selling, sales, copywriting, that kind of stuff at some point. I liked it in a way because I was very interesting. I was very interested. It was very intriguing. But I also hated it a bit because it was work. I felt like, look, I want to give the customer this, right? And then the customer wants that. And I mean, it's a humbling process in many ways, in many regards, because it makes you understand people. It makes you understand how influence works. And in a way, because it's not what we initially expected, it can make us maybe have some friction with it. But in a way, it's great to realize that this is something that happens to anyone in this spectrum. So the challenges you are having, most people that are in your position experience those challenges as well. If you can let go of the negatives and focus on the positives, you are already ahead. Because yeah, you like to enjoy. Most people like to enjoy success. Most people like to develop skills. So this is a way to develop passion. When you focus on the positive, I'm not saying neglect the negatives, but don't focus, don't dwell on those too much. Just be aware of them, but focus on the positive. Focus on the gratefulness. Focus on the appreciation. For example, Federer and Nadal were having yet another Grand Slam final. And I'm not sure exactly who, Federer or Nadal, said, "No, I'm just grateful to be able to play with this exceptional player again. I'm so grateful." And they are both champions, right, of this sport. That is very challenging. And, you know, it is amazing when you consider from a sports perspective that what it takes to get to the top and stay at the top. So it was a lot about gratefulness. No, they were not necessarily, so to say, excited about the money prize. They're not necessarily excited about winning yet another Grand Slam, because both had many Grand Slams already. They were excited about the play. They were excited about the present. The more you get in the present also builds more passion, because you focus on the game of life. You focus on the game of the skill. Think how many people enjoy the video game, right? So it can be like that, the more you focus on the present. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. More questions, please.
Well, I had some similar questions to Andrei, but you answered them. So I wanted to touch on depression. I know that people with depression often lose excitement and passion for things that they usually liked, loved, their hobbies, their interests. How can we get that spark of excitement back if we're dealing with depression?
Well, many people look at depression and they go, "Oh my God, depression is happening. It's like a nightmare." Ah, and they go more and more into panic zone, which is not helpful. Depression is a natural process. It's like winter. We need depression, be able to reorganize stuff within. It's the way of life, which I cannot say I fully understand everything about it, but I know God created it so it is perfect in its infinite wisdom. So look at the positives. Look at the positives. Depression is an opportunity to grow, is an opportunity to reconnect with yourself, is an opportunity to observe. So most answers you will find within. Turning depression into passion is not instant, but it's very, very doable. You need some time in the now to observe those negative emotions and clear them out. To observe those beliefs that are creating those negative emotions. Because I explained, emotions are made possible by our belief systems. So look at the depression. Look at the emotion, at the exact emotion you are feeling. Because depression is just a general, and we don't have so many good labels when it comes to emotions in our language, and look at the actual feeling. Feel it. Fully feel it. Accept it. And ask yourself, what would I have to believe is true to feel the way that I'm feeling right now? And answers will come. Those are usually beliefs that you're holding. Observe them. Are they the ultimate truth? Are they the way reality works? Or it's just something that I believe from my perspective that is maybe me limiting me? And you can drop them. You can replace them with something bigger. You can replace them with something brighter. The moment you do that, that moment also the emotion changes. Does that make sense?
It does. Thank you.
More questions, please.
How can we not fall in the trap of never being happy with what we have? The easiest example is with money. Like, let's say we get all the money we'll ever need. How can we stop ourselves from wanting even more?
Well, wanting is great. Wanting is great. The problem is greed when it's never enough. So in a way, it's all about balancing, because you don't want to be in any of the extremes. You don't want to be in a position of apathy. So we don't want to be in a position where we don't want anything, and we're just, in a way, in a negative state, because like then it's almost like a sick state, right? I mean, you don't want to eat, you know, you have an emotion of apathy, you don't enjoy anything, you don't want anything, but you don't want to be in the other extreme either. You don't want to be in the extreme of craving too much, of having too much greed, having too much lust. That's not good and useful either. It doesn't feel good and it's not good for you. Emotions have their own wisdom. Emotions are connected to the soul. And soul is the component, probably the main component, of the infinite life we have. It is the main component of the spirit. So many times we look at emotions like they're being silly. And yes, I understand why you can think like that, because emotions are best reflected with a child. Because in our soul, we are all children. And most of us enjoyed a lot when we were children, right? And we had no worry. We could play all day. It was a wonderful time, right? I mean, we hated somehow that we didn't get as much respect as we wanted. But life itself was pretty great back then when we were children. And the child doesn't have these problems, doesn't have apathy, doesn't have greed. He wants a thing. If you get it to him, he's the most happy. The process of returning to that is by observation, is by awareness, is by meditation. Stay more and more in the present. What do you need in the present? Chances are you don't need so many things that you think you need. When you're hungry, eat. When you're thirsty, drink. When you're sleepy, go to sleep. These are basic needs. You want company. There are friends, there are pets, there are televisions, there are TV. I mean, we have like the most available choice of entertainment in the history of humanity, right now. So that shouldn't be a problem. So it's best to focus first on the needs, what your body needs, what your soul needs, what your mind needs. And once you understand that you have everything you need, you can start working more and more towards happy. Okay, maybe you can enjoy what you need. You can enjoy the food, even if it's healthy. I mean, I'm promising you there are many, many ways to enjoy healthy food. I mean, fruits. Can you say you can't enjoy fruits? I think that's false. I think that's almost impossible. Great fruits are amazing to eat. Can you say you cannot enjoy sleep? I'm enjoying sleep. I know that most people that I speak with, they enjoy sleep. Can you not enjoy drinking? Enjoy lemonade, enjoy water. Start with enjoying maybe first the needs that you have. Prioritize your health, prioritize your body. When you prioritize your body and your health, you build more balance in your consciousness. You build more balance in your vibration. You build more balance in your life, so you don't have to go to any of the extremes. And then you can start appreciating money in a balanced way. I mean, money is great. It's okay to want money, but don't go, like I said, in the extremes. Don't go working for the money in a position where money is the master and you are the slave. And the other position where you hate the money is not useful either. I understand that sometimes you have to work for money. That's your position. You're an employee. That's great. I mean, there are many people that don't have a job. Why not start by being grateful for what you have? Build from there, being grateful. If you're not employed and you want money, that's a different topic, but there are things you can appreciate. Maybe health you have for some activity, for some skill that you can use to make money. Build from where you are. Play like in poker. Play the hand you have. Because if you don't play the hand you have, chances are you'll not be given a different hand. And it's much more satisfaction. You get much more satisfaction from going from rags to riches in many cases. Even the billionaires that we currently have in our society, 2/3 are self-made. I'm sure most of them, if not all of them, say, you know what? I love it that I started from scratch and I got to where I am. The journey was great. I know in my position, I know that I'm grateful from not a position of money and to get into money. I'm grateful for that. You cannot underestimate how much importance gratitude has. Most people, they reject their hand. By rejecting their hand is rejecting life, rejecting the present moment. It's not an accident that they are where they are. The spirit wanted to be in that position. It's not a coincidence. It's not someone playing games on you and trying to make you a fool or something. It is what you wanted on a higher level. Trust that. Trust God as well. God doesn't make creation, that doesn't make family, that doesn't make children, because we are all the children of God, not only Jesus. We are all the children of God. And Jesus never said that, I am the only God, Son of God. Never say that. He said, I am the Son of God. You are the Son of God. God, being unconditionally loved, would never mock his own creation, their own children. No, just allows them to have free will, to make their own choices by free will and choose who they prefer to be. They are safe. We are infinite beings. We are safe. We're just having another physical life. We're not only safe, we are indestructible. We are infinite because we are consciousness. The body is a great tool that we have, but it's not what defines us. It's the consciousness that defines. The I am that I am. The fact that we are, that we exist. So understand that you don't exist just for the sake of someone playing games on you. You're not having a misfortune. No. Quite the opposite. You're just a game that is on planet Earth a bit more advanced than compared to other planets from what I know. It is a game of mastery. But we are more than capable to do it if we choose to. And we can win it with integrity. We can win it with light. We can win it with exactly the way we prefer it to be from a vibrational perspective. Because we shouldn't be scared of surprises. We used to love how Christmas was about surprises gifts. What if life is like that? We have many gifts to discover, and many of them are surprises. Why steal from that experience? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
You're welcome. More questions, please.
If I have a lot of different interests that excite me on a similar level, how do I choose? How do I prioritize between them?
Just pick one, and that will do. Pick the one that is the most exciting. If everything is exciting, just do one. It's like asking. So I have a list of favorite foods on my plate. Which one should I start with? Just eat anything. You'll be happy. Make sense?
It does, yeah. I was just thinking maybe if I don't have time to try all of them, will I have regrets?
Don't worry about that. It's like having a full plate, a full table of your favorite foods and worrying, like, what if I don't get to eat them all? Fall in love with the present moment. Fall in love with the taste of what you are currently eating. And each moment of present is a gift. Fall in love with the taste. And your soul will give you excitement. We'll let you know. Soul has infinite wisdom. You eat something and like, I have a plate full of favorite foods. So I ate a bit of that. You know what? Now I'll eat a bit of that. You eat that, you enjoy it, you taste it. So good, so delicious. Great, amazing. You know what? I'll have a bit of that. Don't make a list at the start. So I'll eat this, and I'll eat this, and I'll eat this, and I'll eat this. No. Pick the one that is the most attractive. Pick the one that contains the most excitement. Pick the one that contains the most passion. Because the journey is also a mentor in itself. You learn continuously in the present moment. You eat that food, you savor it. You know what? Right now, I feel for some of that. You take that, you taste it. It's amazing. Now I feel for some of that. Stay in the present. Don't stay in the mind. Stay in the present. Make sense?
It does, yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. More questions, please.
Can you tell us what to do to maybe some exercises to stay in the present, to not think about our future?
Sure. Ideally, you want to be out of your mind. The moment you are out of your mind, it's much easier to be in the present moment. Because the issue with most people is actually they are, in a way, staying too much, analyzing, you know, making stories in their own head, and a lot of the energy they consume dealing with the mind. I'm having thoughts about this, and this will never occur in my experience. However, I'm dealing with this, and I'm having to analyze this, and I'm having to critique this. And then I have to think about that, and I have to think about that, and I have to think about that. Bullshit. Most of the problems that we have in our mind will never happen in reality. And we know that, right? I mean, we have that experience. We create in our mind much more horrific stories than what happens in reality for most of us. So understand that the mind is not your core identity. It's not. It is like a tool. It's a receiver. The thought that you are having doesn't actually originate from your physical mind. The physical mind receives the thought from the higher mind, which is non-physical. But the thought you are having is, in a way, just like a transmission of the state you are in. If you are in a state of balance, of inner peace, your mind is clear. And you only have thoughts when you want them. You have thoughts when you want ideas. Like, for example, right now, I'm giving answers. These are spontaneous. And I think they're pretty accurate answers. I'm in the present, and I'm connected with my higher mind to give me the best thoughts that I can be capable of receiving right now. I don't want other thoughts to interrupt me. So that's actually one of the most important processes. To be able to dissociate from the mind, to understand that I am is not the mind. It's also the mind, but at the core is not the mind. Because of course you are also the body, you are also the soul, you are also the mind. But who you are as core identity is the consciousness. Is the fact that you exist, is the fact that you have an experience. And physics, quantum physics, have a clear understanding. The observer bends reality. We are like in a simulation created by our consciousness. So you stay more and more in the present when you learn to understand that the mind only receives thoughts determined by your emotional state, which is directly connected to the soul, by your beliefs, which are thoughts and definitions of life that you keep repeating to yourself. So once you can clean the inside, is when you can be more and more in the present. It's not so much about learning new things. It's much more about dropping things that are not so much of service. It was said, to become wise, learn a new thing each and every day. To become enlightened, drop something each and every day. Let go. Let go of the past. Let go of anxiety about the future. Focus on here and now. Because you only are in here and now. Forever. Do you have what you need? Yes. Then why worry? Do you think you can have what you want? You can build the ability to receive what you want? Then why create anxiety? If you don't believe it, look again. Analyze the beliefs that are preventing you from having something supportive. Something that creates no resistance. So the reflection can be that of who you truly are. Like I said, life is not about discovering itself. Life is about creating yourself. You work with discovery, of course, as well, but you are the creator. You are in charge. You decide who you prefer to be. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you.
Cool. Does that answer your question?
Yes, yes. Thank you.
Cool. More questions, please.
Can living in the present alienate you from people that don't think the same way?
Why should you care? Why should you care? If being in the present annoys somebody, maybe it's not the right person. So who cares? It's like asking, if I become beautiful, will somebody become annoyed by me because I'm beautiful? Who cares? Highest betrayal is self-betrayal. First, make sure you love yourself. If someone doesn't love you, let go of them. They don't know how to appreciate you, so who cares? Move on. What you seek is seeking you. Why not find people that appreciate you? People that enrich your life? People that it's a pleasure to give to? Why not allow law of attraction to give you the people you prefer to have anyways? And I know there is a lot of talking right now these days about toxic relationships, about toxic people. And there are negative people out there, of course. It's their own choice. I mean, it's free will. If God is giving them that right, who are we to try to say or do something else? Make sure you are the change that you want to see in the world. And the people that are negative will slowly go in other realities, so to say. And the people that resonate with your own vibration will move toward your reality. And you'll have much more fun. I can tell you that. And not only fun, appreciation, respect, mutual love. Does that make sense?
It does. Thank you for your answer.
You're welcome.
I think a lot of people see the glitzy, the glamorous lifestyle of rich people in the media and will probably be tempted to do the same thing when they get money as well. So my question is, how can we manage to avoid the temptation of that luxurious lifestyle and still keep a frugal mindset?
Well, luxury is not something bad. It's not something by itself. I mean, it's something neutral. The problem is that people tend to say it's much better to cry in a Mercedes than in a lesser car. Trust me, it's not good to cry. It's not nice to cry. I mean, it can be, so to say, nurturing crying. Crying as itself is not a bad experience. It may be sometimes a wonderful experience. But in the way they refer to, it's not good. It's not extremely good to be sad in a luxury lifestyle. It's not good. It's not a life I would prefer, for sure. I mean, if I had to choose between choosing a happy life in a, say, primitive lifestyle or a sad life in a luxury lifestyle, I would choose the happy. I mean, it makes more sense to me. Of course, if I had to choose about a happy life in a frugal lifestyle versus a happy life in a luxury lifestyle, I'd probably choose luxury, because myself I like and I enjoy luxury, but I'm not obsessed by it. I stayed in the jungle, very frugal conditions, and I still liked it. It was fun. I prefer having heated water when I take a shower, of course. So I think it's much more important to be comfortable, actually. Be comfortable. I mean, I had some days when I had a Ferrari, and I had a Mercedes, also my own car, an SUV. And I was pretty excited about the Ferrari, but I realized, you know what? I'm actually much more comfortable in the Mercedes. Safer. I didn't want so much attention. It was much more comfortable. I didn't feel every hole on the street, if you know what I'm saying. It was pretty fast already. So Yeah, people tend sometimes to get fooled by their appearance, but life is not like they show, you know, on viral videos. And people are not like you see in Photoshop pictures. I mean, probably most of us have experiences like that. So try to see beyond the illusion. That's how you get more wisdom. There is a lot of illusion which is wanted by people. I mean, it wouldn't exist if the masses wouldn't have this issue. But it's still an illusion. And illusion always creates deception. Always. Why want to be deceived? Why believe in false expectations only to realize it's false? It's not true. I mean, doesn't make any sense.
It does, yeah. And I like the idea of searching for comfort, not luxury. So thank you for that response.
Yeah, people many times, because of the, so to say, race to make more money. I mean, I think Dalai Lama said it or someone said, like, it amazes me how people spend all their time to make money and all their health to buy things that they don't really want to impress people that they don't really like. You know, so it is like that. Why care about things that don't really matter? Why have such a vulnerable physical ego where you react to anything, where you have so much insecurity? Why care about that? It's like with clothing. When I was younger, I had the, let's call it, issue that I wanted clothing that is made by designers. Like, I wanted brands. I only wanted brands. And I was working a lot for the money. I was making a lot of money and I was spending a lot of clothing until I realized, like, look, it's pretty stupid. It's important first and foremost to feel good yourself in the clothing you're wearing. That's it. If you feel good enough, it doesn't matter what it is. If it's made by designer and it has a specific label or not. If you feel good in them, that all that matters. So it's the same with objects. People put too much value on objects and too less value on people and on beings, or even more on our planet. So observe, and gain more clarity. With clarity, you gain more wisdom, and your actions will be different. Your experience will be different. Your vibration will be different. Your manifestation will be different. It will be much more something that fulfills you, something that gives you more excitement. Excitement is infinite. Don't worry. Yeah, I'll be excited and then I'll lose my excitement. No, try. Just go and try. Excitement is infinite. Trust me. If you know how to nourish it. Another example. Child doesn't lose passion for playing, right? He may get tired, he will get some sleep, but then he wants to play again. We are like that. Make sense?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense.
Cool. More questions, please.
You've talked about this topic in the last module, but maybe there are listeners that didn't have the chance to listen to the discussion. How can we prevent destroying our success and sabotaging ourselves after we achieve our goals? How to protect ourselves from the wrong emotions that come with success?
Well, ultimately, it's all about the present and it's all about your vibration. And if you have the smile in the mirror and the mirror is smiling back, you have it. Of course. If you slowly start to frown, the mirror starts to frown at you as well. So it's all about clarity in the present moment. Observe the present and be in the present. The problem is that people expect riches to make them happy, but it doesn't really work that way. Then they start spending everything they gained to get some dopamine, to get some happiness hormones that are, you know, advertising trains us. Yes, you purchase this and you are happy. Well, temporarily, maybe yes. But even if you have a lot of money, you still have to deal with your own issues. It's funny when the mind becomes irrational. And I'm sure you had experiences where the situation is totally cool, but your mind is paranoid, right? Both of you. You had or you didn't?
Yes, I definitely relate to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guess what? It happens when you have money too. There are people who have a lot of money and they have paranoia about poverty. It's true. Because money by itself doesn't change who you are, doesn't change your chemicals in the brain, doesn't change your consciousness. Okay, from one level, you would argue that yes, this is included in the consciousness, which is true, but it doesn't change your core. That's what I'm referring to. It doesn't change your spirit. Because on the other side, no such thing as money exists. On the other side, it's all about energy. So you don't lose it when you smile, when you keep being present. I mean, the process of being present, the process of taking action on your excitement is what created wealth in the first place. So if you keep having that, and of course you don't have destructive habits of just wasting it on, let's say, not very intelligent choices, you are safe. Make sense?
Yes, it makes sense.
Does that answer your question? Thank you.
Yeah.
Cool. More questions, please.
I had a more practical question. You touched on it a little bit. How do we manage our finances if our fortune goal comes true?
So how do we manage our finances if you already have a lot of money because you made it, right?
Right, yeah.
Well, there are so many ways. So many ways. I mean, if you are exciting about doing it yourself, about becoming an investor, there are many books, trainers, mentors available from where you can learn. So you have a lot of choices. Excitement works here as well. So excitement is higher than specific logic or specific knowledge. It's all about what works for you, not what works for somebody else. You can find somebody that can help you. That's another way. You can attract that person. I can give you an example that you both know. Florin, I wanted somebody to help me manage. I attracted him. He wanted to be the manager. Great. That's what I wanted to. I know management. I don't like doing it so much. I prefer to meditate. I prefer to focus on my vibration. He loves to manage. Great. We have a deal. Does that answer your question?
It does, yeah. Do you have any recommendations of people that we should look at? Some famous books or, I don't know, some people that are famous for giving advice on managing finance?
Just look at the best in the field. There are many, so to say, nuggets of gold from investors like Warren Buffett or Charlie Munger or Ray Dalio or some other investors. I mean, look for people that are at the top. That's what I would advise to go to first, because there are many people that don't have the results, but try to sell you on their expertise. So in a way, look for people that have a track record. That's why I don't really like schools, because most of the professors are not necessarily very successful. There are some exceptions, of course, but in my experience, the majority, you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
Does that answer your question?
It does. Thank you for your advice.
You're welcome. You're welcome. More questions, please.
Should we spend some of our energy to give back to our planet and our community?
I don't like the should when it comes to personal choice. Because the should is already, in a way, not prioritizing it, the self, yourself. If you want to use the should, you should first and foremost make sure you satisfy yourself. Make sure you get to a point of excitement. I'm not saying don't satisfy others. I'm not saying don't make others excited, but if you are not happy yourself, how can you make and how can you know how to make somebody else happy? First, grow yourself and then grow others. So to answer your question, though, look at excitement. If that is something that excites you, go for it. But drop the should. Look at excitement. Look at emotion. Look at passion. What do you truly have passion for? Don't feel obligated by society. Don't feel. It's not a good point. It's not a good position to be. Make sense?
Yeah, I'll keep that in mind. Thank you.
You're welcome. More questions, please.
For now, I can't think of anything else. Maybe Andrei has some other questions.
No, I can't think of anything you haven't already answered in the past modules.
If we don't have any more questions, let's look at an exercise. Look at your history and observe how was to be in a position where you wanted something that was very exciting and you got it and you became comfortable. And now you formed a new identity that contains that experience. How you became the person that has that experience, that owns that experience. Observe, observe, observe. And develop more insight. That's the exercise. Sounds good?
Yes, it sounds good.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day and talk to you soon for the next module.
Bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.